Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I wanted to take a moment and express my gratitude to those of you who listen, who support this podcast, my company, and myself. It takes a lot of work to put out content all the time, and so I do appreciate your support. A few weeks ago, I was having lunch with a friend of mine who's a partner at a large accounting firm, very large global accounting firm. And just talking about the CPA exam and all that stuff. And I'm not an accountant. I don't even pretend to be, and thankful I'm not. But it's great talking to people with different perspectives. And he's a really good human being, so that always helps, right? We like spending time with those people. And we talked about how, you know, the idea of certifications to be hung on a wall have really lost their intended meaning. They were intended to be a minimum level of viability, right? And here's the example that I brought up to him that I want to throw at you and see what you think. If I have a Toyota car and the engine, which I don't, and the engine needs to be replaced or something big needs to be replaced, do I feel strongly about the ability for anybody who has that Toyota certificate being able to fix that issue? Because it's a bit, you know, replacing an engine or something big in a car, it takes a lot of work and a lot of experience and a lot of expertise. So is that certification, do I trust that to anyone? Or would I be more comfortable with somebody with no certifications, but they've done this on a lot of different cars in a lot of different ways, and you kind of feel comfortable around them? Ideally, you would want somebody with the expertise in the certificate, knowing everything about Toyota cars, and who has experience, right? Ideally, that would be the goal. But there may be nuance that the old timer, the person that's been around, knows that others do not. And when we think about the same example for our service management programs, it's true. I have pursued ITIL certifications, and I'm glad I did. But I know a lot of people who have pursued them but still do not put them into practice. They're great hanging on a wall. They're great helping get that next job. But they really are not, they're not indicative of somebody's ability to solve your problem. And I think we have lost that. We have lost that thought that anybody who has an ITIL expert, if you're V3, master, maybe even your strategic leader certification, not all of those people can solve your problems. There may be somebody without any certification that can do it better. Obviously, I would choose somebody that has both the expertise and the certification. But I think what we've missed is the cross-section, the ability to put our, what we learn in a certification class into practice so that we can figure out the nuance of every different situation. The value, in my opinion, is the application of a certificate what you learn in those courses to experience. For example, it's great to understand how change management, change enablement works. But understanding how it works in your ITSM tool, where those two converge, that's awesome, right? It's one thing to know that your CMD, your service configuration management, should have X, Y, and Z. Something totally different to see what those are look like in your ITSM tool. So it's the bringing those together. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us this Monday. Hope you have an awesome Monday. I ask that you think of myself and service management leadership as your organization goes through transformations, as you plan next year budget. Please think of us. And I do appreciate all your support. Have an awesome day. Bye.